Welcome Home Celebration was hosted by the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital in Tampa. Guest speakers included congressional representatives of Kathy Castor and Gus Bilirakis, who thanked the veterans for their service and dedication. In addition, over 100 organizations and businesses were available to provide the veterans with information and opportunities for education and employment. Deborah Gotardi is the Chief of Voluntary Services at the Veterans Hospital. She said the event was organized to show appreciation for the veterans and provide them with vital information about their VA benefits that many veterans are unfamiliar with when they return home.
They need to know more about the health care services that we have to provide for them and the other benefits that they have in our community, and the veteran service organizations who they could become a part of and who will offer them support for the rest of their lives. And then the job opportunity, that was really important. With the current economic situation, job market is really tight. But today, as you can see, there were over 30 businesses here providing that kind of information and opportunities for these young men and women.
A former veteran in the Navy and National Guard, Leo Van Wy, represented Southeastern University at the Veterans Fair. He said his biggest problem once he left active duty was finding a job without a bachelor's degree, and wants to inform other veterans about the importance of getting a traditional education.
Even though I got out, there was a lot of major defense contractors that I applied to that naturally thinking, well, since I had experience in the military and training, that I could also, kind of seamlessly go right into their programs. But I heard time and again that, hey, your experience is great, but our positions all require at least a baccalaureate degree, if not a master's degree, to hire you as like a technical representative or something. And so that was probably the biggest challenge that I faced. So that's one of the reasons why it's important for us as well to see veterans to get more training. I know I've been there myself and realized how important the benefits of having, a traditional education are in addition to your military experience, because when you put the two together, it just makes a phenomenal combination.
Nolan Hansen is the Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom Program Manager for the Veterans Hospital and a veteran. Hansen said members of the military reserve are being called to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan in much larger numbers than in past wars. However, discharged military from the reserve, Hansen said, face different problems than active military when they return home.
In this war, we have people that are being called up from the reserve, the National Guard, in much larger numbers than in the past. So what happens is that when they're discharged from the military, they don't sometimes get the same thing that the active duty guys get. Yeah. Active duty service, they come on board, they have a unit, they come back to their unit. These guys leave home, serve the country, and then just come back to home. So some of them won't have jobs, so we have agencies to help them with employment. We have 21 universities and colleges here that can help them get into school if that's what their desires are. And then we have a Veterans Administration and service organizations that can help them in the community, as well as tell them what their benefits are for care.
Fatima Ladeh is a veteran that served in Iraq as a member of the Army Reserve. She said that while she has received a college education and has been able to find employment, adjusting to inconsistent income has been difficult for her. When WMNF asked Fatima if she has encountered any problems after serving, she said,
"The pay, because we're used to getting paid on the 1st and 15th, so now it's like you have to adjust more."
Nolan Hansen from the VA hospital said he also believes that assimilation back into civilian society is another problem that most veterans can face. Nolan said when you come home after serving,
you've been away from your family for a while. They've gotten used to doing things without you. When you leave, you remember one point and you coming back to that same point. So now, but your family has kind of grown up. And so now you have to reestablish the position in the household and how you're going to communicate. That's probably the biggest problem. Now, once you get past that, then they need to look at employment or the economics of their family, because maybe the job is not there that they had, or maybe it's something that they want to move on to do something different. So we're just trying to run the full gamut of what they could possibly need.
The Journal of the American Medical Association says that one-third of veterans who have currently served in Iraq need mental health treatment. Lynn Michaels is from the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center at the VA hospital. She said that many veterans have brain damage or suffer mental health problems that often go undiagnosed and can create problems in their lives as they try to acclimate to civilian life.
What we're seeing right now from the guys coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq is that many of them have brain injuries that have been undiagnosed. If they've been near a blast or they've been, you know, had a fall, they usually just get up and go back to work. But then when they come back home, 3 months later, 6 months later, they start having problems with memory and headaches. And so when they start having issues, they get so frustrated because they don't realize that they were injured. And so a lot of them end up getting in trouble with the law. A lot of them end up getting divorced because their spouse doesn't understand what's going on.
Isaiah Edwards is a Navy veteran that served 9 years active duty, 12 years in the reserve, and was activated to serve in Desert Storm. Representing United Concordia with TRICARE Dental for the day, Edwards said he wishes he had known about all the programs that the government provided to veterans when he left the service. He also said that adjusting back into civilian society was a challenge for him.
The biggest transition in going from civilian life to back to the military is the structure. Also, when you go from the military to the civilian life, you don't realize how important structure was. And then, of course, when you're in the military, you're pretty much insulated from the economy. So if it's what is good or bad, it really doesn't matter.
To learn more about the services that the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital in Tampa offers, visit their website at www.tampa.va.gov/services. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.